In this country, the Bush administration is reportedly involved in talks with Syria. It's an effort to stop militants, weapons, and money from crossing the Syrian border with Iraq. A senior U.S. official has told Time magazine that these discussions are aimed at creating a military-to-military relationship that could lead to joint U.S.-Syrian patrols along the Iraqi-Syrian border. Time's Adam Zagarin is one of the reporters who broke this story, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Syria's blamed for sponsoring terrorism, so what would lead the Bush administration to negotiate with a state that is blamed for that?
Well, first of all, the U.S. has had diplomatic relations with Syria for uninterruptedly for years, so there have been contacts right along through 9/11 and so forth. The Syrians have offered some intelligence cooperation to the United States on that front. In this case, I think that the fact that U.S. soldiers are being killed in Iraq has created a priority whereby the administration feels that any steps such as these negotiations, which might curtail that infiltration, which is leading to heightened insurgency in Iraq and American deaths, is something that the U.S. wants to pursue, in fact, as a priority, along with there's a lot of other issues in U.S.-Syrian relations, but I think this one is probably the priority at the moment.
Some months ago, the Bush administration was using public complaints or even threats about what was coming across the border from Syria. Do these talks represent a change in approach?
Well, I think that the U.S. has been trying to grapple with this issue for some time, and over the summer, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi visited Damascus and met with Syrian President Bashar Assad to talk with him, among other issues, about this one. The Iraqis have subsequently sent other officials to Damascus to talk about this. So there's been an increasing focus by the United States and also by the Iraqi government with U.S. probably encouragement and support.
So when you talk about a military-to-military relationship between the U.S. and Syria, how would that work?
Not clear. The plan, whatever it will turn out to be, is under study by CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command. My guess is that it would involve, at the very least, enhanced communication between the militaries on either side of the border. So if there's an infiltration or something is coming across or whatever, they can communicate with each other probably in real time and stop it. There may be other things under consideration as well that we don't know about, but they have to work these things out. They have laid a groundwork for doing so in talks between senior Pentagon and State Department officials with the president of Syria in the last week.
And just to be clear, in a couple of seconds here, do these talks fit into a broader ongoing relationship between U.S. and Syrian intelligence agencies as they deal with terrorism?
Well, after 9/11, there was cooperation between the CIA and Syrian intelligence over al-Qaeda, and the United States has turned over individuals to Syria in that context for interrogation and so forth.
And we'll have to stop there. Time's Adam Zagarin. Thanks very much.